Trying to get it to lock in. And we're locked in. It's Joey Shimotaro. I don't even know what ClusterCast is. It might be like 273, 274. I haven't been on for like 3 weeks. I've been on vacation, but we're podcasting. I think the second time from the undisclosed backshore location.
Oh, so I shouldn't have put your address out there?
No, no.
Oh, my bad.
It's all right. You can't find it anyways.
Right.
Don't get me in trouble with the postman.
Glacial estate. Rolling hills of...
Glacial.
Glacial deposit.
Moraine deposit.
Okay.
Oh, moraine.
Just so you guys, because Melissa was concerned about this. In my headphones, Joe, Mike, my buddy Mike's dog, the panting is so hilarious. So Melissa, before we started, said she wanted the disclaimer that everyone to know that it was not her panting.
There's no heavy breathing.
There's no heavy breathing in this podcast.
No heavy breathing, right.
Well, there is, but it's the dog.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Joe the dog.
Joe.
He's a black lab. I believe that's what you call that kind of dog, right?
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Jess was talking. She has rescue dogs or something.
She's fostering. I have two foster puppies right now. Little black and white hounds.
What's the difference between a foster puppy and a rescue dog?
So I'm just temporarily taking care of them.
Oh.
They were sick, so we're making sure they're all healed up and gaining weight, and they're going to go back to the shelter and be available for adoption.
Which shelter is that?
Cape Ann Animal Aid, of course.
It's a no-killed shelter.
It is.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Big. That's big.
Huge.
Yeah, they don't put the dogs and the cats out to the glue factory.
Nope.
Next year, I've been asked to spend 24 hours in a cage.
What?
Kennel.
Sorry, kennel.
They do a night without a family. And so just like the dogs or the cats, I would like to put this out there also that while she volunteered me, I was not asked to do this, stay overnight in a kennel or in one of the cat condos, big cat condos, not one of the little ones, that would be a very small person, to experience what it's like to be in the shelter situation for 24 hours.
As a dog.
Yep. Or a cat.
Yeah.
So you get to go outside for playtime.
Literally, they don't let you have your phone even.
Right. You will not survive.
I don't think Melissa can survive.
Melissa will not survive.
No, I will be clawing at the door.
Very similar to a dog or cat sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't have cats in the house. My daughters have been begging me for a cat. But my cat, JJ Jingle Nuts, from my previous marriage.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah, he got eaten by the Fisher cat. Not before he scratched and scratched and scratched and scratched at the door. So now we have the crow situation over here. Kate is literally ready to just... We have really nice neighbors. They're the sweetest people in the world, but they have like 5,700 bird feeders over there. And the fucking crows are just... And our bedroom is like facing the majority of them. And the crows just... You know how it's a murder.
Loud.
They're called a murder of crows.
Yeah.
Murder of
crows. But you got to be careful. They're so smart.
You got to be careful because crows have facial recognition. Like there's been studies done that like someone will put on like a mask, taunt the crows,
they come at them, bomb them,
and then another day come by with the mask on, and the crows will all start swooping down.
The crows are like
so. You don't want the crows to communicate to each other that you're a target because otherwise, game over.
No bueno.
No,
it would be a fun video to get of Kate, though, just throwing that out there. Sorry, Kate.
Well, so Connor, her son, he had a phase. He had a Nerf gun phase that he just wanted like as many Nerf guns as he could have. And we made a deal with him that with the Nerf gun that he did have, if he killed a crow with a Nerf gun...
Oh,
then we'll buy him the Zupa Padupa one with that's like, you know, 7 feet long... semi-automatic Nerf gun. So you should, I mean, it was perfect to me. He was out there for like two, three hours in a whack trying to get the crows and to no avail.
But no crows were harmed in the...
Of course. Do you know what a Nerf gun is?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Like, you could shoot them at your... I'm not advocating this. At your eyes.
Don't try this at home.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Anyway.
That would be fun. Like Speedo Bikini Dodgeball, but with Nerf guns. Paintball competition, but with Nerf guns.
Be less painful with Nerf guns.
Paint gun.
Dude, I want paint guns so
Bikini
bad.
Speedo Nerf gun war.
Yes.
No, paintball.
Dude, bikini speedo sting. Paintball.
That would hurt.
In your parts. Like
they
can get
you in the parts.
They can get you anywhere. And those
hurt. Will bruise.
Do they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never
they'll like
it.
Weld
Let's
up.
Let's do it.
Do you ever do it? Do you ever do a paintball Spindrift?
Yeah, yeah. I've done it in the past.
Oh my God.
I've had it when I was in high school. I had a friend of mine, he and his brother used to freeze the paintballs.
Oh, that's wrong.
And it was pretty much them against each other, and their protective gear were their aviator sunglasses.
No.
Shorts, t shirt, aviator sunglasses.
Do it. Let's do a podcast.
And he'd come in
Spindrift.
Just covered with welts.
You would do that at the end of the year because of all the paint.
Yeah,
right?
During the fall season, we could do it.
I'll tell you
I don't know about bikini speedo.
I'll tell you what.
Did you hear that Pat Morrison is backing out of Essex River Race because he has to go on a business trip? So if he doesn't do Essex River Race with me, then I challenge him to the GMG podcast paintball, and I'm a really good shot.
You're all... Do you hear the crows?
Yeah.
I tell you this story. So we're studying. How can you get rid of the crows? You know, what can you do to get rid of the crows? And they said, to make what was one of them?
Scarecrow?
Scarecrow? Oh, God.
That's
anyway,
a thing.
It was something that, like...
Pretty sure that's exactly in the name.
If you listen to what they say... There's no way you would be able to do it in a residential neighborhood. But wasn't there, they did a bunch of blasts to dislodge a crow family? Did it work? Do you know? Have it?
I don't know.
Seagulls.
Gorton's did it with seagulls, but it was firecrackers or a pyrotechnic of some sort because we had to put an alert out with the city saying, in case you hear something explode...
Do you ever hear Jamie Verger tell? Do you know that tree, the one that's in the parking lot?
That is crazy at night.
It's terrifying.
It's
absolutely terrifying.
And then in the morning as well, you'll see them all going to it, and then at night they're all. Oh, it's just crazy.
He parked when he first started working there. He parked underneath that, and he had a dark blue car. He showed me the picture, and you would have said that this is impossible. The thing, there was not a square inch of the hood of his car. That was not covered with crow shit.
Oh,
not one square inch. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
Crows.
I know they're extremely smart birds.
They're smart. They're very smart.
They can do puzzles.
It scares the shit out of them. Yeah.
Someone
did this. You know how they're really smart. So what they did was they trained them to, if they deposit a cigarette butt in the machine, it drops down a pellet.
Food.
Feed.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Maybe this is our new plan. The crows to fly around Gloucester, pick up cigarette butts, take them to a designated location.
Deposit
them in exchange for, I don't know, popcorn.
Yeah, I'm all in. As long as they don't put the popcorn dispensary next to my house.
No, we will have to put it in some...
Okay, all right.
We don't want the popcorn dispensary around here.
No.
I want Kate to actually like me, so yeah.
Kate would be very, very upset. It's her number one.
She's in Mexico?
The crows are her nemesis. Yeah, she's in Vallarta.
Vallarta.
So I was going all these fancy places.
She's working, that's why. It's a work trip.
My work trips don't go to fancy places. I go to the hillbilly back roads of West Virginia. It's terrifying.
But what do you do there? What do you go? It is terrifying. Did they do the banjos and everything?
I try to avoid like night crowds, but we do noise acoustics. So we do sound measurements at.
Oh, that's your job?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
In the middle of nowhere.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So
that's legit.
That's a job. That like who does that? People like. Is that like municipalities that have complaints? So you'll go out to say yes, this is a legit thing or not?
Yep.
What is the latest on the... Oh, I won't get into politics. I was going to ask you about the...
not my ward.
I was going to ask you about
the
freezer.
Wait, the whole city's my ward now.
Yeah. I thought that was very strange. Anyway. Yeah. We're here now that we're 9 minutes and 50 seconds in to talk about the 31st annual Pride Stride 2018. This year's Pride Stride is April 29th. The walk begins at 12 o'clock noon. Pledge sheets accepted beginning at 10 a.m. at Stage 4 Park. Who wants to take, for anyone that doesn't know about this, I think probably 90% of our listeners know about it, but they may not know the details. Because I don't really know. I know the general idea, but why don't you go into a little bit detail of what it is and who it benefits?
Sure. It's a...
Let me do introductions. Melissa Cox is here.
Yes.
Rick Dowsett is here.
Hello.
Jess Piker.
And Jess Piker is here.
Hi.
Yeah. Jess Piker, also not married to Wayne Berger.
Still not married to anyone.
Yeah, okay.
That's an offer, by the way.
Did you hear that, listening audience?
Yes. Oh, I didn't get that.
That wasn't where out. I was going with it.
She's gainfully employed, owns her own house.
Do you do the grinder or the Tinder or anything?
No.
No?
The grinder?
I don't know.
Is it grinder?
Yeah,
what do they do? I got a friend that's doing the dating websites. It's a horror show. It's scary.
The concept is slightly terrifying to me.
I would agree, yeah. I'm so glad that I'm not. What?
No, I got nothing.
Why are you gonna grin? What's the grin?
Nothing. I'm excited for Pride Stride stuff.
I'm sorry for getting off topic. Rick, go ahead. I won't talk anymore.
No, I mean you should talk. It's
no. We want it to be all business right now. Let's dial in.
You know, who wants to listen to heavy breathing for 20 minutes?
Well,
wow, four hands went up.
That's a big one. That's crazy.
So, Gloucester Pride Stride started 31 years ago by a group of citizens over at Nugent Farm. And basically, it's the whole sense of it was a pledge walk to support local non-for-profit organizations here on Cape Ann. The landscape, as it were, 31 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of fundraising events going on every week, you know? Restaurant nights or things that we see now all the time, or this one is a raffle, this school is a raffle, that school is a raffle, this one's selling cookie dough, this one's selling popcorn tins or gift wrap. Or so back in the day, so you know, back before our time, so we can feel young.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome. So they had the pledge walk, and the idea would be same as it is now. Organizations sign up. The organizations solicit people to walk and collect pledges for them, but also citizens just pick a pledge sheet, a blank pledge sheet, get pledges, walk. They decide what organization they want to walk for. So, for instance, like I'm affiliated with the Teen Leaders Club at the YMCA. We've got four or five people every year who aren't in the club. They're not employees of the Y. They just get a pledge sheet and say, I want my donations to go toward this cause. So I think it's the idea of, it's a really nice grassroots community way for folks to support their friends, families, and neighbors, and the good work that's going on by the local nonprofit organization.
Do you have any kind of numbers? Who's the treasurer?
Bill is.
Your husband?
Yes.
Why do you say, you said that it's like funny. Are you guys on the outs or something?
No.
Why are you saying it like Bella's?
Because he's not here.
Because we don't have the numbers.
So the look was, okay, cut that question out.
No. Because we don't have historically, we know we're at about at or just over $1.1 million.
That was the question.
Yeah. Over the course of time.
That's where I was going with it.
In the course of time that the Pride Stride's been going on. And so from Nugent Farm, it moved to Good Harbor Beach for a number of years. And now we've been at, this will be our 11th year at Stage Fort Park.
This is what I love about the Pride Stride. What I love about the Pride Stride is the people that walk take ownership of it. As opposed to a lot of these fundraisers, especially with kids nowadays, the kids do not go door to door and solicit. Like, you know, whatever teams or anything, they just, you know, it seems like the parents are just giving. But it seems like the Pride Stride has always been, you know, organizations looking out for themselves, and you have
really
fun doing it too, right?
It really is.
But a lot of people, like you see the people walking the route, and everybody's like, more smiles.
Yeah,
everybody's smiling.
Yeah. Super joyful event.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the teams, if you were when they come in, matching T-shirts, signs. We've had teams come; everyone's carrying a purple balloon. Another team comes; everyone's wearing orange hats, things like that. So it becomes kind of a rally, if you will, but also the great official unofficial kickoff to summer here in Gloucester, because the day itself is a spectacle of family extravaganza. And
is this during Earth Week, or is it like
I think it's the week after
the week after
the cleanup.
Always the last Sunday in April. for Pride Stride. And so there'll be grills for the walkers and chowder and inflatables and games and moon bounces and DJ Scotty Mac will be there playing every song that's ever been recorded in the history of time. Yeah. I think that's true.
The police and fire and harbor master usually bring equipment down too for the kids to interact with and climb on and play.
I want to mention these places that you can get pledge sheets and Santander Bank, Sawyer Free Library, Cape Ann Animal Aid, Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce, the YMCA, Cape Ann Photography. Where's Cape Ann Photography? Where's that?
It's over toward Bayview on Washington Street. Dave and Danny Stotzer, longtime members of the Pride Strike Committee.
There you go. Cape Ann Savings Bank, Bank Gloucester, First Ipswich Bank, and Cape Ann Lanes. You can also visit the website, www.gloucesterpridestride.com. There's pledge sheets that are available for download and printing.
And we actually do an online donation portal now. We started that last year, and I think last year we raised about $17,000 through that. And it's great. It's so much easier to reach out to your grandparents in Nebraska and be like, hey, sponsor me for the walk.
I'll donate three t-shirts. I have some t-shirts. Before you leave, take them.
Okay.
Right. Awful prizes.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Those are from Good Morning Gloucester. Great. Anything else? Oh, so cookout. What's this for the cookout?
So the walk kicks off at noon. Stageport, go downtown, do a loop, and then come back. And then we have hot dogs and hamburgers. And so we grill them there. We usually start grilling around 12:30 to have everything back for the walkers. And then we also get soup donated. We have chowder donated by Topside and Gloucester House this year. And the brewery is doing a vegan chili for us. So we have options this year.
A vegan chili.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure it's very delicious. The food's great at the brew pub.
Yes, yeah. All locations have really good food, and they vary.
Topside,
they're
Topside
great for community participation. They really are.
Yeah, DJ's great. I like Dennis. Yeah. This is fantastic. You know, every year you see those people out and they're having a great time, raising money, and they go into, you know, there's just so many cutbacks in budgets and stuff like that. So,
well, one of the huge benefits of Pride Stride compared to a lot of the other fundraisers is the nonprofits get 90% of what they raise. The other 10% going simply towards covering our costs, and then we have two scholarships that we give out every year. And so that 10% also helps with that.
Wow. There you go. Anything you guys want to
add? Everybody involved in the Pride Stride is a volunteer basis. There are no paid staff. There is no, nobody's getting something over here, which I've had people come up in the community and ask me that before. Like, how come they don't get 100%? How come you?
What is wrong with people?
Because we got to buy food and we got to do things like that. But just so people know, it's a, from all participants, donations, it's a altruistic event and a great day to celebrate living in Gloucester and Cape Ann.
And a big part of that 10% are the two scholarships, so they're
$500,000 each.
That's a lot.
And
of
that's
cheddar.
Every year to two participants. Yeah,
it's incredible. I really miss Bill. I wish Bill was here.
I'm sure Bill would much rather be here than be at work.
But. Is Bill involved with the Phyllis A still?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How's the do they walk?
They have in the years past. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit out of the loop because, as you know, I just got back from Italy. So we had our first meeting the other night, and I have no idea what nonprofits are signed up at this point. You could ask Jess about that.
Jess.
Our future president.
Name some of the big earners every year. What are some of the which ones are at the
top? So Cape Ann Animal Aid generally is our largest.
They're monsters. Can I say something? I don't know who does their PR. But like,
Rebecca Bayless.
Who?
Rebecca Bayless.
She's an animal.
Oh,
she's a savage animal. So wait, I want to tell you something.
In a good way.
In a good way, yes. So I have capeandcommunity.com open for nonprofits to be able to post directly, and then I repost them to Good Morning Gloucester, where the eyeballs are, you know, because Cape Ann Community is just a portal to get the stuff. So I don't have to edit everyone's posts. So anyway... So recently I kind of gave her the keys to the kingdom so she could post there. She's like rapid fire, like bam, bam, bam. I'm like, how do I put all her posts up without bumping everyone off the page?
Yeah. Well, and they're doing a lot right now, too, in preparation for Pride Stride. Ah, so right now may be like extra heavy as well.
She's very good at what she
and
does.
And the Keeping Animal Rescue anniversary is coming up.
The rescue reunion. Yeah. Yep.
Is that different? Up this summer. Are they two different organizations?
No,
it's an event the Animal Aid holds, so like everybody that's been adopted over the last year and before can come back, and everybody can see all these puppies that are now gigantic and
all right. Let me guess another one. Can I guess one?
Please.
Julie LaFontaine, Open Door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monster, mm-hmm. Right? Has to be a monster.
Oh yes. Yep. They're very good.
Yeah.
They do a lot
when it comes to fun. Okay.
And they're on the board as well.
I'm gonna give you another one. These are people that are professional money raisers, backyard growers.
They're not participating this year.
What?
Right.
If they're not participating, and I'm joking, so don't crucify me. It must mean that they're getting too much money in grants and stuff.
They're actually gearing up for their season.
They're monster grant people.
Right, and now they're super busy getting all the gardens prepped for the season.
Right.
So
right.
It's
that's
just
much
a
more
difficult
important.
Timing for them.
Yeah.
But in the past, they have participated.
In the past, they have.
They're awesome.
So I just like shooting you down and selling you. You're wrong.
But we currently have 21 nonprofits participating so far that have registered so far.
So the other big one, the YMCA.
Oh, the YMCA needs money?
Well, the teen leaders do.
The teen leaders.
For
who
their
does
trip?
More? The teen leaders are. I tell you, that's a great organization. Right. I'm not even joking. I mean, that organization pumps out. Year after year, like people like Talia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like all like these kids.
Connor Williamson, his sister. Nikki. I mean, yeah. Nikki, yeah.
Christian O'Donnell. Has actually joined our Pride Stride committee. He was
a team leader.
It's just such a great, the people that come out of that and a testament.
And that new orange couch you got is pretty awesome.
Orange Leaf was getting... But not using their long 8-foot couch anymore.
Wow.
So Brian called me and he and Sean donated to the teen center. So,
wow.
Which is perfect because orange is my favorite color. So it goes in perfectly.
I made an orange wristband. Cake for
one. What is
you
that?
Did make an orange cake.
Does that have meaning? The paracord? What is
I've
that?
I got a paracord survival bracelet. The staff person made it for me at camp like 6 years ago. And so I asked her to make a bunch of them. And so what would happen is we give them out to campers and things like that, but then the ones that were left over, we taught the kids how to make them. But I had a bunch that were orange and left over, so when I had a kid who was like particularly troubled, I kind of got like, listen, I got a present for you, all right? Wear this, I'm gonna wear mine, these are our power bands. So anytime you're like not sure what decision to make and kind of what to do, take a look down at your power band and remember, like, if you're about to do something, would you do that in front of me? Because when I'm gonna make a dumb decision, I'll look at it and go, if I'm wearing this, would I do that in front of you?
That's why Rick's in charge over there.
Right?
Yeah, right?
He's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah. He's a mental giant.
Mm-hmm. Spindrift is fantastic.
I probably would have been a better kid had I gone to camp with you.
A mental giant.
But
he is. Right? No, he has all kinds of great ideas. I love, so we do the homie cast all the time, and he's always, you know, it's usually just a bunch of guys busting each other's balls, and then Rick comes in with some deep fucking shit. And he's like, challenges everybody, you know, just like, and I'm like, oh boy. Like, I hope the person knows that he's just like throwing this idea, a counterintuitive idea out there, potentially just to explore, you know, the go through the mental exercise. And I hope he doesn't, like, there isn't going to be fisticuffs.
There's never fisticuffs.
Never fisticuffs.
But definitely it ends up being a lot of counterintuitive.
Sometimes.
I wonder why we don't look at things this way. Why we don't look at
Rick is,
how
Rick
much
is one
whiskey
of those guys.
Was consumed before that happened?
Which one?
Before that?
Which
well,
one?
Just, no, in the middle in of the homie cast. Like,
I don't know.
At what
depends
point?
Depends which episode it was.
True. Yeah, it depends. True.
But I think that's my... I'm just saying that I'm confessing to everybody. That's kind of my modus operandi anyway. It's kind of looking like common thought is we do it this way because we've always done it that way. We should examine it and look at it.
It's wonderful.
You guys can jump out.
She wants me to point out her
tattoo.
No, tattoo. It's beautiful.
I saw your tattoo before.
I couldn't remember if I showed you.
I love it.
It's relatively new. August.
I saw you. Where did I see you? Probably at the Phyllis A. fundraiser thing.
Yeah, and that would be a negative. I was in Italy again this year.
Jesus, you're so...
I felt really bad. Bill's on the board, and we missed it last year and this year.
Well, priorities. The little son. What's the girl's name?
Priya.
Bria.
Priya.
Priya. P. Like Prius.
Mm-hmm. But not.
But not. Without the S.
Without the S.
She's so adorable. She's I love really her. Is. I love her. Yeah. I love
she'll
her.
Be back.
Oh, really?
So she'll be here on with Shanti for vacation in September.
Are you going to take her?
No, she's just here for a class reunion up in Norwich in Vermont.
Kidnap her?
Yeah, I might. And then next May, I will have her again for extended period while Shanti is blowing crap up in the water again. So,
did she remember you?
Then I got to go back to Italy again.
Did Priya remember you?
Yes. Yes.
It must have been very special.
I'm anti-ma.
Anti-ma?
Yeah.
Were there tears?
No.
No tears? When you saw her for the first time?
You saw her when you left.
When you left?
No.
Interesting.
Really?
Dude, not a big cry person. So not like...
You're a very passionate person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a big cry person, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. There's some people that are big cry people that like... Yeah. It's a lot less dramatic and maybe bawling her eyes out.
I think...
So how long did you have Priya for, when you
two
had...
2 months.
2 months.
So when we took her to London, I got super sick when I was in London. Mm-hmm. And when we met with her mom, I was like, here.
Her mom, miraculously, found us on the train. We were going to converge at one place, and we were on the train, and... Her mom was going to get on.
You were there too.
Train.
Yes, yeah, she went.
When
to London
Melissa and I went when we returned Priya to London.
Oh, you were the co mommy.
Yeah, we co mommed.
Yep.
I'm pretty we sure that some crap. People in London really thought that.
Oh yeah. Oh, really? Oh yeah. We were the gay couple with an ethnic child. Yeah.
Yep. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of grant money involved for that demographic.
Probably. Right?
You know, if you're applying for college scholarships or things like that, there's probably
be a lot of choices. Yeah. Probably.
Just throwing that out there.
Right. Boy, do we have... She's going to have a...
Remember Eddie Murphy?
Military
I was
education.
Born a pole black... No, who was it? No, that was Steve Martin. The jerk. I was born a pole black.
Maven Johnson. Maven Herb Johnson, as a matter of
fact. You know what's funny? Love the movies that, like, what happened, like, back then, if today...
Oh, my God. It would never
run people out of the country.
Yeah.
Run people out of the country. All right, Pride Stride is April 29th. The walk begins at 12 o'clock noon. Pledge sheets are accepted beginning at 10 a.m. at Stage Fort Park. You can get your tickets. The best way probably to do it is to visit the website, GloucesterPrideStride.com. You can download a pledge sheet.
Yep, you can get all the information there.
You can read about the non-for-profits. You can
choose
an individual from a specific non-for-profit to support them if you want and their efforts.
I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a pickup at the same time? Do they take trash bags and pick up along the way?
Some do.
Some of them do. Yes.
Not that there was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's not a requirement or that sort of thing. But a lot of them will do that because 400 people doing it. By the time the people in the second half of the group go.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, yeah, there's nothing here.
Well, I mean, it was...
Then they throw the bag away and none of the trash.
3 weeks ago, the snow had finally kind of melted away. Yeah. And, you know, Kate and I, Kate more than me, does the back shore loop and then by the wharf and by Niles and then back here. And the amount of cans and styrofoam mm-hmm. cups and everything was ungodly. Where are we on the plastic straw thing now?
Plastic bag and polystyrene ban will
no,
take
I know that's January 1st.
Yes,
of but what about the straws? That's the next thing.
I have not heard of any potential ban on straws.
Oh,
you get some nice stainless steel straws on Amazon.
Little pack of
them. I don't like them.
I'm not a big fan of them on my teeth.
Yeah.
But you can't get paper ones.
Yeah.
Paper ones, no. I know. My theory was because I see this push now everywhere to ban the straw.
So
it's a huge push. But wait, one second before you go.
Mostly from the sticks and bricks little pigs who want to ban the straw.
The what?
Sibling rivalry.
Those
big bad wolf.
Yeah.
The tin straws, Ainsley told me that you can get little nipples that go on them, like Teflon nipples, or what do you call them? Look at it. Is it cold in here suddenly? Suddenly got cold in here? Melissa, is that what you're saying? No, I wasn't talking about nipples. I'm talking about nipples to go so you don't break your teeth.
Like a baby bottle nipple?
No, they're like little sleeve kind of things that are made out of, is it Teflon? What is that material that is, they make out of?
Silicone.
Silicone, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, you could really bust out your teeth mm-hmm. if you go like this.
Well, yeah. Okay. So one of the things
don't do that. You have silicone safety on your fork?
Apparently he needs it. But listen, speaking of straws, I know.
I thought you were going to say speaking of nipples.
No, not.
And silicone.
No, I don't want to speak about your nipples.
I'm not the one with the pokies right now. I am not the one with the pokies right now.
Okay, moving on. Straws are.
Focus, Melissa. Stop staring at my nipples.
Oh, God.
It's very difficult right now. Oh, my God. My face hurts from smiling. Stop.
Such a horrible thing to smile too much.
So the concession stands at the beach at Wingershiek and Good Harbor. In the contract this year, I believe they had required them to not have plastic straws.
Ah, step. There's a step.
So, because this is one of the big things we found at the cleanups on the beach, is you find the wrapper for the straw, and then you find the straw, and then you find the cup.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. What was interesting to me was that the Dunkin' Donuts, the iced coffee things are recyclable, but the plastic straws aren't.
Right.
So people generally, when you finish with your coffee, what do?
Put the whole thing in there.
But Dunkin' Donuts is stepping up and volunteered to pilot before they needed to the styrofoam cup.
Correct.
Using a biodegradable cup and
There's something that they actually make a styrofoam cup that's biodegradable.
Well, instead of styrofoam.
It's not a styrofoam.
It's
corrugated heavier cardboard.
Oh, okay.
So our local Dunkin' Donuts, Deal Bragg, we're going to step up and do that before we're forced to do it. Because we want to do it and we want to show.
Well, it's been they've been getting a lot of bad PR because it's that the whole ban cup thing has been sweeping there's a million communities have adopted it. So that it was either
going to. There's whole countries that have adopted it. Yeah. Like France, you can't even have plastic cutlery anymore. It has to be biodegradable.
What's interesting to me, I go to this place in Hamilton on Thursday mornings when I drop off Badland to school.
It's called Honey. Good.
Have you been?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's outrageous. Have you had the breakfast sandwich on the bagel? Oh. So.
Any idea what you're talking about?
Honeycomb. This breakfast place. It's a coffee shop. But then, what's interesting to me is that they have like the biodegradable forks and knives there, you know? But they don't have stirrers. So, you know how you have the little wooden stirrers? So you get a coffee. They always hand it to you black. And you have to make it. So I go over the thing, and I'm like, I have to take...
But there's no stirrer.
I take a spoon. I take one of those spoons.
It seems counterintuitive,
so I've been meaning. I've been meaning to ask the girl. I'm like, there has to be a thought process.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, could the wooden stirrer... be more expensive than that biodegradable?
No way.
I wonder,
in Gloucester, our trash gets incinerated for electricity, right?
Correct.
If Hamilton's doing the same thing,
right?
Then in a case like that, it doesn't,
I don't know.
You should use the wooden stirrer.
So Gloucester Pride Stride uses all biodegradable plates and cups and spoons for our event.
That's wonderful. Yep. I'm so happy to hear that.
And we have water bottles because we hand out water as well for the meal, and we have recycling bins. So
you have recycling bins?
Yep.
That's fantastic. This is just a feel-good podcast all the way around. Don't mess up the cigar. It's like a $35 cigar. She's like, you're fun. Oh, don't you do it. Don't you do it, you dirty girl. All right. 31st Annual Pride Stride. This is a Monica Lewinsky situation right here?
I don't know. This is supposed to be a nice family-friendly thing.
No Monica Lewinsky happened here.
I know. I'm not having coffee, so I don't need the milk on my cigars. So what's going on? I hear barking?
It's the heavy panty dog.
No, it's not Joey.
Oh, it's the heavy panty neighbor. No, friend.
It's Michael. Yeah. All right.
Heavy panty
31st
Michael.
Annual Pride Stride 2018, Sunday, April 29th. I think we've covered it.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Always
a
pleasure.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
Is that always good?
I fidget. Do not put something in front of me that I'm going to fidget with that you don't want to fall apart. Or...